You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Many of you out there listening would know Gaz Coombs is in town, and we have been lucky enough to get him on the phone. Hello, Gaz.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Kia ora, mate. Welcome to New Zealand.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Right on.
It's been quite a long time between visits. I think you were down here in about 2000 with Supergrass, but what have you been doing in the meantime?
Well, what haven't I been doing? Making babies, making records, you know, playing gigs, just being a busy boy.
Now, you sort of have charted your own course with Supergrass, sort of going your separate ways a few years ago, and you've managed to crank out three albums. And I had a bit of a dig around on the internet today and discovered that you had recorded all the instruments on your first one, Here Comes the Bombs, in 2012. Is that a trend that you've continued through the rest of your records?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, they all pretty much start in the same kind of way, you know, with just, you know, having my space, my own sort of studio, and, you know, experimenting and, you know, finding new ideas. And yeah, you know, I like to do a lot of writing and recording at the same time, so just... I capture everything, you know, as early as possible. You know, I kind of like it when I can record stuff when I don't quite know what I'm doing yet. You know, you know, where there's nothing sort of too calculated. It's just all kind of free flowing, stream of conscious, and then it's and then I guess then it goes to another phase of more sort of science and kind of trying to make it coherent.
Yes, of course, science.
Yeah.
Hey, what
is your studio in your house?
Yeah. I've had a studio in my house since first record.
Cool.
The two albums I did most of it in my basement, and then for this one I kind of brought all the equipment up to the main part of the house and started taking over the living room and the hallways and the kitchen.
Get a different sound kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, just to sort of open it up a bit. Yeah, but it was kind of, you know, the family was kind of at times just, you know, a bit kind of I don't know, a bit bemused why there was sort of different synthesizers kind of like hanging around the kitchen sort of by the dishwasher. It's like, what's going on here?
Hey, kids, but, don't touch my stuff.
Don't touch, there's no presets on that. Don't touch that.
Yeah, don't put any dishes inside the synthesizer. That's like, yeah, don't do that. But it's been great, man. It's been really sort of exciting, kind of liberating and sort of free-flowing writing, you know. Loved it.
Just on that sort of songwriting situation where you just say you sit down and you sort of go for it, do you find the gear that you're using sort of takes you in a certain direction? Like you'll pick a certain piece up. I'm sure you've got a good collection of pretty gnarly stuff at this point.
Yeah, you know, there's definitely a few key instruments and you know, a couple of little weird boxes that I like to kind of feed and plug into other boxes and just kind of, yeah, no, things do start from a sonic place.
Cool,
actually,
cool.
Quite a lot, you know, the sort of, you know, that first kind of sonic idea kind of can dictate a lot of what comes afterwards, you know, and then things just kind of start to write themselves, you know. I kind of listen back to the sound and I'm like, yeah, that's the one, you know, that's a great start, and just take it from there.
What instrument is your instrument of choice for writing?
Well, that's the other thing. I like to mix it up a bit, you know, so it doesn't get too, you know, so I don't get too sort of used to anything or you know, I like it when kind of I'm out of my comfort zone a bit, you know, or just can push myself with, you know, with jumping on a weird instrument and stuff. I mean, I've played quite a lot of violin on this album. Weird.
Wow!
I can't actually play violin. So,
but they're beautiful, aren't they? It's great when you hit like a mint note or something that you don't really know
how to
play.
Honestly, I've got so much respect for those players.
Yeah, it's such
a difficult instrument. But I've kind of managed to get out these kind of almost like Velvet Underground style drones.
Right, cool,
you know,
cool.
I can sort of hit one note, and feed it through loads of space echo, and then we're off. You know, so stuff like that's really cool. They're all really good sort of writing tools. And you know, I guess, yeah, that's what it's like. You know, when you're not working with a band as such, I'm just on my own. It's kind of a lot of jamming with myself on different instruments, which is a lot of fun, you know.
Yeah, now, tonight you are playing, you're playing solo. What's your stage setup like? What sort of instruments feature in your set at the moment?
Well, it's kind of, it's, sort of what we were just talking about, I guess it's a little bit like that. It's a little bit like the early stages of writing a record.
So are you just going to muck around on a violin for a bit?
Yeah, that would be, mate, yeah, for like an hour and a half. Yeah.
Oh, I'll get it. Hang on, everyone, hang on. Yeah. When I get it, it's meant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, now I'll get my cello out as well. Now, you know, it's like piano. I've got my piano there. I've got some acoustic guitars. I've got electric and an amplifier as well. But there are also some drum machines and a couple of weird little sort of analog looping boxes and stuff. Fun. A few little toys and stuff. But it's pretty focused. It's not kind of chaotic. Well, I hope it's not. But it doesn't look like that. But it's a lot of fun. It's been going great, man. I've just come out of three great shows in Australia, in Sydney, Brisbane, and Melbourne. And so I've hit a really good rhythm, man. I'm feeling good.
What does the set list look like in the way of like your records that you've got out? Do you chuck covers in there, or what's the situation there? Are you sort of playing the new record the most, or what's the?
Not too many covers. No, not many covers, but just a sort of cross section of all the records. You know,
right.
Just the ones that. I mean, there's a few off each record that are harder to translate just in a sort of solo, sort of one man show performance. But it's been really good. It's really it's a fresh kind of set, and it's got a lot of dynamics in it, and it's just been a lot of fun doing it that way. You know, I've really enjoyed it.
Now, Gaz, I was scrolling through my Facebook feed this afternoon, and an article popped up another interview you'd done for a local media outlet down here, and I noticed that you actually sung for the Foo Fighters at one point after Dave Grohl's voice crapped out. What the hell was that like?
Yeah, that was a pretty insane day, actually. Yeah, I mean, we just come off the back of our own show. We were also on tour with them, but they had a little break to do some TV stuff and promotion stuff, so we had our own show, and it was a big night. I think it was in LA, and
I got a call. Big night of partying?
Is this Supergrass days?
Yeah, this is Supergrass, and I got a call at about 9 in the morning just from my manager saying that the Foo's manager's been in touch and Dave's voice is gone. Would I go and sing with the band on this big VH1 performance, like a Who tribute VH1 show, like in front of millions of Americans. And, I was in my dressing gown, sort of nursing the mother of all hangovers, at first I was like, "What? Can I do that?"
Do I know the words? Was it like a teleprompter situation? How did that work? Do you have like just have the words in front of you, because you wouldn't know all the lyrics, would you?
Well, yeah, we did Bargain, you know, the Who song Bargain.
Right.
And I love the Who, and I know loads.
Songs,
but for some reason, Bargain was one that was just a little bit more under my radar and stuff.
Right on.
Kind of like, oh, you had to choose the one I'm not really as familiar with. But,
yeah, or even like when you sing along to a song, do you actually have to perform it in front of like heaps of people? It's like, shit, is that actually what they say in that part?
I know, and I'm terrible at that. I don't learn words from these, my favourite songs. I'm not kind of quite nerdy enough for that. But so I had this weird sort of teleprompter, and it was kind of, the song was going great. We were getting to the first verse, it was all cool, and then for some reason the prompter just started moving really fast. It kind of, I don't know, so maybe some guy had sort of nudged the other guy in the prompter room or whatever, and just I lost my place and sort of blagged through a few lines and managed to pull it back. But it was insane. It was an incredible day, man. We were just sort of hanging out with Pete Townsend and Dave and the boys, and I think Jack Black was there in his Winnebago just doing stuff. So it was really like the Premier League of rock and roll.
No doubt.
It was a beautiful day, man.
Man. And just one other thing, one other question, Gaz. I was, once again on the internet, and the very first paragraph of of your Wikipedia entry, I found this is...
look at that.
Yeah, yes. I did. It just says, do you know what it says in the very first paragraph? Coombs was noticeable for his large sideburns during the 90s.
Well, you know, I think that pretty much sums up
That's
the
your
weight,
legacy.
The weight of Wikipedia. There you get all the... all the magic details. Yeah, I know. I hope I was known for more than that. Slightly, but if people want to grab hold of my sideburns, then go ahead.
Fuck it, eh? Yeah, sucked in. I'm a musician as well.
But right. he also says my dad was like a sort of scientist.
Yes, is that true?
No.
Did your old man probably type that in, actually? He was like, yeah,
maybe he did. And like a jazz pianist. He wasn't a jazz pianist. He played a bit of piano at like family gatherings at Christmas time and stuff. But you know, I can't be asked to change that.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Hey, all right, guys. So the doors tonight down the Tuning Fork open at 7 p.m. Samuel Flynn Scott is on at 8, and then you're on at 9. And there's limited tickets available on the door if people are keen to get along, which I would strongly recommend they do. If they have any inkling, they should head on down.
Yeah, man, it's going to be a good night. Yeah. I'm up for this one, really up for it.
Sweet, man.
Nice one. And do you reckon we're going to ask one last thing of you? Do you reckon we could get a voice ID off you?
Okay, of course.
You're with 95BFM, and we'll just let you do the rest.
95BFM, okay. Good day to you all. This is Gaz Coombs, and you're on 95BFM.
Mint.
Legend.
Right. Oh, shit, we ruined it.
We talked over the end. Should we one more?
No, we got it. Yeah, okay, all right.
Hey, thank you very much, Gaz. An absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, nice one, boys. Cheers.
Have a good one tonight. We'll see you down there.
Take it easy. Thanks.
Cheers, mate.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.